But when hundreds of thousands of Chinese started showing up in my country, working hard on the railroads and the mines, and then kicking back in the evening, just like they had in the old country with a few puffs on that opium pipe, that's when you saw the first drug prohibition laws in California and Nevada, driven by racist fears of Chinese transforming white women into opium-addicted sex slaves. The first cocaine prohibition laws, similarly prompted by racist fears of black men sniffing that white powder and forgetting their proper place in Southern society. And the first marijuana prohibition laws, all about fears of Mexican migrants in the West and the Southwest. And what has been true in my country is true in so many others as well, with both the origins of these laws and their implementation. Put it this way, and I exaggerate only slightly. If the principal smokers of cocaine were affluent older white men and the principal consumers of Viagra were poor young black men, then smokable cocaine would be easy to get with a prescription from your doctor, and selling Viagra would get you 5 to 10 years behind bars. I used to be a professor teaching about this. Now I'm an activist, a human rights activist. And what drives me is my shame at living in an otherwise great nation that has less than 5% of the world's population, but almost 25% of the world's incarcerated population. It's the people I meet who have lost someone they love to drug-related violence or prison or overdose or AIDS because our drug policies emphasize criminalization over health. It's good people who have lost their jobs, their homes, their freedom, even their children, to the state, not because they hurt anyone, but solely because they chose to use one drug instead of another. So, is legalization the answer? On that, I'm torn. 3 days a week, I think yes. 3 days a week, I think no. And on Sundays, I'm agnostic. But since today's Tuesday, let me just say that legally regulating and taxing most of the drugs that are now criminalized would radically reduce the crime, violence, corruption, and black markets, and the problems of adulterated and unregulated drugs, and improve public safety, and allow taxpayer resources to be devoted to more useful purposes. I mean, look, the markets in marijuana, cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine are global commodities markets, just like the global markets in alcohol, tobacco, coffee, sugar, and so many other things. Where there is a demand, there will be a supply. Knock out one source and another inevitably emerges.